Hello everyone, welcome to the Sanity Check. We're not going to start with our typical going around and making an improv story thing, because I actually feel like I have just lost someone, like in a very real
friend.
Way.
A dear old friend.
It's a somber Sanity Check.
Sanity Check, you were joining us after chapter 3, episode 24. And if you listen to that, if you haven't listened to that, stop right now and go listen to that. Wow.
How long did we know him? Has it been 2 years?
It's been
about 2 years.
A year and a half. Over two, maybe.
Yeah. That's,
This is
the first character I've ever killed.
This is the first character I've ever had die.
Yeah.
Like in a long-term campaign.
Yeah. Like, I was just telling the guys, like, man, I'm going to be no fun at lunch. Because they're going to be, like, it's like, Joe, are you okay? Like, sorry, everything seems a little duller. The music doesn't sound quite as good.
the really weird part is going to be like, oh, tell us about him. Who was he? Oh, his name was Benji. Oh yeah, what did he do? He was a musician. And then like, oh, and then oh no, oh no, things are going to get wild really quickly.
Yeah. Oh god.
I don't want to be too sensitive to your emotions right now, Dace. That was epic. Like, if you look at the whole scene, just like,
yeah,
as soon as
beautiful.
That curtain appears, he drops and hits a catatonic state, just staring at the fucking hand pulling apart, almost like it was like meant to happen. Since that, as soon as he dropped, like it, he was gonna reach out and touch him.
I know. I don't know. Yeah.
A lot of complicated feelings, because this is the game. I, you know, something else I said to John and Brad is that this is not D&D. These guys are not heroes. It's something I have said from the very beginning. You guys are regular motherfuckers caught up in something entirely too big. That's what Benji was. A regular motherfucker.
I did not expect to have that much of a visceral reaction. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. We all knew Benji was like,
oh yeah,
he's been on the ropes for, I don't know, a year now.
Yeah.
But I didn't see it going that way.
It's weird how much you invest into the character, right?
Yeah. I wasn't prepared for that. I want to go home and get in my bed and go to sleep.
I mean,
it's really fortunate that he has a twin brother that sounds the exact same.
Right. It's Pinchy Bots.
Pinchy
Bots.
An associate of Wingy.
Ross. Yes. Naturally. No, this is a... I don't know, like, you know, I've often worried that, you know, in some circles, Delta Green is so highly lethal that people are running through two and three characters a game, like an operation.
Wow.
For a single operation. Keep in mind, we're on like a third operation and we haven't lost anybody. And I
statistically,
think
statistically that's like an anomaly.
Yeah,
like,
and I think that's, and I think the
usually.
Two, I think losing two, or I think going through two backup characters in a single operation is silly. Like, I think that's a bit too much. I think you're kind of going a bit overboard, like in the way Delta Green is. But also, that's my opinion. People like playing that way. You know, they like treating agents like clones in Paranoia, and just running through them. But this is and we also have taken a long time, much longer playing Impossible Landscapes than most people. Most groups do not play Impossible Landscapes this long. It's just the way we play, the way we like to talk through things. And so we have actually had longer for characters like Benji Potts to kind of seep into us, you know?
Oh yeah. No, he's quite literally been a part of our lives for the last, as long as we've been doing this, for this campaign.
And our dreams, unfortunately.
Mm. But, unfortunately.
Oh, sorry. So what can I ask about the mechanic of whatever this thing is? It might be, if you're going to get killed by anything, if this is the big bad, that's a cool kill, but are you like more receptive?
Is it a cool kill?
I mean, if you're going to get killed by anything, the king in yellow, man. But are you more receptive to being like killed by this thing or hurt more if you're like in a catatonic state or like some kind of state of insanity
are you asking why it focused Benji?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I suppose, yeah. But
is it maybe, because Benji summoned?
Maybe that's the only way it could kill you is if you're in like some kind of like disassociative state, you know? Versus where we were just like basically powerless to move
power like through. Actually.
Okay, I'm conflicted on how to answer this. I'm conflicted because I'm conflicted because like I don't want to pull back the curtain on something that may still have an effect.
Oh yeah, we're still in it. No, you can't actually. You can't tell us.
Oh true. Yeah, I guess we're might still be in you combat. Can.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. Let me put it this way. Benji has been the closest to Carcosia for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that has always carried some risk. And that's kind of the, you know, and that's a very Cthulhuan mythos, Lovecraftian, you know, kind of theme. It's like, you know, you can't get close to this stuff without suffering.
Sure.
And I think that is... Yeah, it might have gone a different way, but then Benji was there. Benji was not in arm's reach, and then he was.
This is so raw. This is, for the listeners, we're recording this directly after this happened. Yeah. So I'm still like... feeling it, but what a good death, though.
Oh yeah,
what a good death.
It's not a bad death, honestly. You know, it'd have been, I don't know, like there are other deaths, you know, like getting killed in a tunnel collapse, that's kind of tragic and kind of really slams home like the kind of pointlessness of it all,
like the aleatoric nature of existence.
Yeah,
but this is like the equivalent of a warrior dying in battle, like a glorious death, like,
you know. And I would Benji have wanted it any other way, question mark?
He would have liked to find out the answers, but I think this is, this, if I were writing a novel, this is how I'd kill him.
With Benedict trying to bring him closer to Hank, who's like at the edge, at the precipice of the fucking insanity that we've been going towards. Like, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful scene.
Yes, yes. Watching your, also, Benedict.
Yeah, Benedict's gonna be fucked up by this.
Die.
In your arms.
In front of you. Ooh,
oh, yeah.
As you're trying to
absolutely
save him.
And by the way, I want to remind you guys that when we come back this next time, there is going to be some stuff that you are going to have to deal with.
You don't say.
Yeah, like for instance, there's some sanity damage for finding the mutilated corpse of a loved one. Witnessing a violent supernatural effect—that's a good one.
Dace, make sure
you got any more.
Mic didn't change.
Yeah. Doing it. Yeah, I was about to message you. It happened when you got up, so okay. Maybe just check the connection. Yeah. But yeah, Joe, I'm gonna be amazed at how you're gonna weave in a new character and how that's gonna work, or if two other people are gonna have to die before something
else. I will say that Dace's backup character is actually someone I've been interested to see for a long time, honestly.
Joe, you got Craig going on this one?
I do, you're good.
Okay, something fucked up. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All good.
Yeah,
but no,
so...
I think that scene, especially with the lighting and coming out of the dark, like, the only reason we got... I don't know if there was a better outcome. Only Joe knows what the right path through all of this was, but Benji... like summoning the way forward, us pushing forward. I think things could have gone differently with better power rolls. We maybe could have fought this thing, but I think we just got bad luck. And then we also got super lucky to even get to this point, even with Benji like just nomming the drugs on a platter and finding out the right way forward. That was right. Something. I don't know. I feel like it could have gone a million different ways, but this was a pretty good choose-your-own-adventure end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Epic.
It was epic. And I think it's... it's hard. Like, for me, like, the emotional component of this is, like, I definitely feel... I don't know. Like, I feel a lot of feelings right now, and I'm not entirely sure...
dude,
how to work him out.
You couldn't have written it better. Even the devil, whoever this Bond was, like, he had so much potential. Like, even before you knew he's gonna die.
Yeah, before we knew.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of it was honestly perfect. I'm sad, and I'll get over it, but it was fucking perfect.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you guys liked it. It's a bittersweet, you know, like, you know, I know Dace and Brad and, you know, Jean to an extent, you know, have listened to some other, you know, podcasts where they play some games, and character death is hard, you know, and different people handle it differently. But, you know, if there's nothing else, like, God, it's like I don't want to like give like a eulogy here, but it's like, man, like, Benji Potts was a fine ass character, and like maybe he started off kind of goofy, you know, as like with the voice and stuff like that. But like he was by the end of it, like, if there was anything about Delta Green that I love about the way we've done Delta Green, like, not to toot our own horn, but like, this isn't about the podcast. This is about us as a group of friends playing this game together. Is that this is so much. This is such a good distillation of that idea of, like, that Delta Green in the game of Delta Green, in the world of Delta Green, the unnatural inevitably tears things apart. That, like, there's that slow kind of march towards the inevitable end of everything, and that there's that kind of that desperation of Delta Green, that desperation of just, let's just buy the world one more day. And Benji... had a lot more one more days. A lot.
An insane amount.
You know. But to see that kind of happy-go-lucky, you know, kind of funny character go the way it did, it's like, man, like, this really is kind of like the theme of Delta Green. It's that thing that makes it feel gritty. Yeah.
Yep.
What do you got to say about Benji? There, Dace. He's yours. He's part of you, in a way. You know? If you had to do a Benji eulogy, not from Hank would have something to say specific, you know, Benedict would have something to say, like, what does Dace have to say about Benji?
Nope.
and then we lost him.
Very poignant. It's very poignant.
Very poignant. He didn't have to, you know. He could just say he didn't want to talk about it. I thought that was unnecessary.
No, but again, I think, Joe, I mentioned this offline, but I think you did a fantastic job. That was not an easy playthrough to navigate, but you were, it looked like you were looking at the rules, and it seems like you followed all the rules. Can't know for sure, but you know what? You seem like a stand-up guy, and you probably... I'm playing with you. No, but that was really hard. That was a really tough situation, and I think you played it beautifully, and you made it beautiful at the same time in something tricky.
Little did you know, in his notes for today's session, he just wrote, Benji dies.
Yeah, that was just, no, that was all I did.
It's far worse.
I just wrote, it's just, Benji's,
it's just
fucking
die
dead.
Multiple times, like scribbled on one just, page. Okay. Die. Die.
I'm back.
Yeah.
That was a great earnest talk you were having about playing with friends, Joe, and I missed all of that because my computer
just
took
a shit.
This opportunity to shit the bed and just fuck up.
What I was saying was basically that, like, this is a huge...
in the recording. You don't have to restate it.
But
that's fine.
Well, just basically that, like, this is kind of like the theme, very thematic of Delta Green, that it kind of tears characters down, that it's supposed to kind of chew them up and spit them out, and it feels bad when it does that because we're humans. You know, I know Brad doesn't feel anything because he's a machine.
Yeah, he's a machine.
So, you know, and
I didn't expect it. Well, we'll just steamroll over that. I didn't expect it to feel that bad.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. It's, I also was not really expecting it to feel quite like that either. So. I don't really know what it is about it. I don't know. It's just that, you know, when you play these characters and, you know, and we kind of go out of our way to kind of, you know, try to get into the head of the characters and stuff. Like, after a while, they're people, you know, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they're dead people.
And sometimes they're dead people. I will like to say... Pumpkin cakes.
You really killed my character. You killed my fucking character.
Oh, we're going through the
you
stages.
You motherfucker.
We're on
you
to
fucking
anger.
Asshole.
We're on to
yes,
anger.
This is anger. You killed my character. You absolute asshole.
We've already made some
hard
progress. This
I worked on this. I worked on this character. Do you
no,
not?
Shame.
Just think about 2 years.
For sure.
2 years.
Dare you?
You know,
the
actually,
thing is, like, we fucking love doing this, and we love doing this regularly, and I look forward to it personally. And now it's like a lot has changed all of a sudden, and that's hard.
Yeah.
You know, Pumpkin Cakes in the Twitch chat.
Ah, Pumpkin Cakes.
Said, 2 very good episodes. I'll miss Benji.
Oh.
And I don't know if there's a better way to say it than that. Like, I'm gonna miss Benji.
Yeah. True.
So say we all.
So say we all.
That's part of it. That is part of it. You have to be realistic about these things.
You do, I suppose. But yeah,
that's
he's cool.
Yeah. The first Law trilogy. Cannot recommend it highly enough.
There he goes.
There's a character in that. That's one of his go-tos. Mm. Say one thing about Dace Ruthven. Say he'll miss Benji.
Say he'll miss Benji. You know, this is a... I don't know, like, this is a first. This is a first for me. I don't know, and Dace, you said it's a first for you. Brad, you ever lost a character? An actual TTRPG?
No.
And John, I know you have to shed personas and identities like, you know, like a snake sheds skin. You know, you know, just to survive. So.
Thanks. The answer is no, Joe. Thanks for asking.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, this is a heavy
Did
one.
Did you
but
say
the same...
just like a shit snake shed skin? Is that
like
what
a snake
said?
Skin?
No, just a regular.
I thought you said a shit snake shed skin.
We.
Oh, it got me.
I don't know. Like I. That took a lot out of me. I'm gonna be frank.
Yeah.
But
hi, Frank. I'm Dad.
Okay, he's into denial. Great.
Are we gonna witness all the stages of grief?
We might get to acceptance by the end of this.
Okay. I've experienced anger. Now I'm in. What are the stages?
Well, denial should be first. Denial's first, and then bargaining, anger, and then acceptance. Yeah.
I think I just I did a speed play on grief, and I just went straight to anger. Speed run. And I went straight to anger.
But you know, and so I'm gonna be frank too. Like this might not be the last one, guys.
Yeah, we're still in combat. Or something. We're in the middle of something.
Yeah, this is going to be rough. It's going to be rough.
We're in the middle of something. Yeah, when this comes back, shit's going to be real. But I do think that next time, I think we were going to try to do some music from a darkened room, if I'm not mistaken.
This would be a great spot to stop.
Jeez.
It's absolutely.
A good, heavy.
Yeah.
Close the book on something. So, yeah, if we want to do that.
Yeah,
we can go ahead.
Oh, I know. No. I see it. I see it in his fucking face. I see him right there. He just wants to kill people too. Brad just wants to kill characters too.
He's
I
got
see it
a
in
taste.
His damn dirty face right now. He's got a taste for. He's like, I want that power.
Oh,
it's gonna be.
That would be that, how shitty would that be? And then Dace loses a character the next session. Because reason, Dace is Alice is also in a very bad spot.
Yeah, Alice is in a bad spot.
Oh no, I forgot it was Alice.
Oh,
I was thinking
Alice is not good.
I was thinking I got some wires crossed and I thought we were still playing John's game because I am sort of outside of reality.
It's been
but no.
4 months.
It's been years. I've
been gone for 4 months.
Alice is a good person.
Yeah, that'll be devastating. We may need to take a little break if that happens, but it's not going to happen.
Come on.
Because I saw it. I saw it in his eyes, and you have to just face the snake. You have to face the shit snake before he sheds his skin. That's
face
what I've
the
learned.
Shit snake. That's what they say. Good lord. Oh, man. No, look, we'll definitely do some music from Darker Room. You know, because Brad has intimated that he thinks we're closer to the end than the beginning. Wait, of course we are. That's stupid. That's a dumb thing to say. Ignore that.
Well, no, statistically, we're like 75% there, right?
Okay, we're closer to the end, yeah. So.
If you kill Alice, I will slit your throat.
There you go.
Okay. You know how we have, like, the...
I'm glad we have that recorded.
Yeah, exactly.
It's handy.
This will
it's handy
stand up
recorded.
In court. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, yeah. We need to. I don't know,
Brad.
Like,
I love you, but I will fucking slit your throat.
But you know, like I literally something I really foresee this next time is I really foresee when you guys can get to a stable situation. I foresee a situation where it's like, what does. Like, what's a Hank and Benedict do? You know, like...
Be like the fucking scene from Lord of the Rings after they get out of the mines. Mm-hmm. Gandalf just fell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is definitely going to change things. Like, at this point, Benedict was powering through and, like, spitting in the king's face, almost. This'll have an effect.
I'm trying to look on the bright side, and I've listened to a lot of tabletop live play bullshit whatever, and there is a bright side for a character death. It's that I get to for probably like half a session just sit back and watch y'all.
I was literally just thinking that. I was like, Dace is just gonna be like backseat gaming, like, oh, here they go.
like just watching Hank and Benedict like hash this shit out.
Jeez.
And then I'll drink a kombucha.
Dude, I think actually this is a very good opportunity for us to win the game. Make your character the king in yellow, and then we
done. That's a really great way to switch your art.
Yeah,
Joe, I have an idea.
Okay,
what if my new character is the king in yellow?
Let's talk offline. I like this. Lock your heads out. That's okay. But you know, it's like, I don't know if it's, again, like, you know, I've talked about many times, you know, this is a different kind of game, you know, and we expect this to happen. But also because it's not set in a fantasy world, like, these people seem a little more real, a little more down to earth, as wackadoodle as Benji was most of the time. As down to earth as Benji True. Could possibly be. Keep in mind, this is also the person who almost became another person for a while. You know, like, so...
That was a weird arc.
That was a weird arc.
That worked beautifully, though.
If this,
it was good.
If this were a novel, people, this would be like... That would be the arc that's like, I wonder why that author made that decision. But
that's the thing. It wasn't entirely your decision. Like, it was the game.
Yeah.
And you played into what was happening in the game. Exactly. I think it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. 100%. Honestly, like, there's definitely a part of me that is, like, sad. There's definitely a part of me that's, like, should I have done something different, like, to make that not happen? But at the same time, it's, like, nah. Like, I hate that Benji's gone. I love Benji.
No, you played it perfectly, yeah. Joe. You played it perfectly, and props to you. I could. It was beautiful. It was perfect.
Yep.
It was perfect. I couldn't have asked for a better death of a character that we all knew that was going to. He was a finite character. He was just too far into the occult. He was too far into the occult.
I always wondered. I always had this fantasy in my head of that. Because he's such the underdog from the stance of his sanity. What if Benji's the only one who makes it to the end? Like, I always had this kind of fantasy and how wild that'd be, but you know that the math didn't work out on that. Just didn't work out.
Yeah, that's all right.
Is that his full HP?
No, he had 11. He would have died anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
11 would be full. He was down to 9.
It was a lethality roll attack and a roll of 59, so 5 plus 9, 14.
It's the equivalent of a boop on the nose, but for the king in yellow.
Yeah. I suspect when we listen back to the recording, like, I knew Benji was gonna die once he got on that stage.
Oh yeah.
Or at least midway through it, I was like, Joe realizes how powerful this character is, this antagonist, and like, you know.
Yeah, there was that bit where I'm like, okay, hold on, let me turn over to the lethality rules real quick and give them a quick peruse to make sure, you know, because it's the kind of thing, like, if you're like, we're not good at this, and hell, like, you know, if I'm gonna be frank, if someone were to go like, hey, actually, you did that wrong, Benji should have survived, and if like they were able to demonstrate like in the books, I'd be like, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Nah, that's our game.
That's our game.
How we ruled in our game.
And you know what's so funny is we've had several people comment on, you know, in different places, like on Twitter or Reddit and stuff, talk about how when they first started listening in the first few episodes, like, the character with the wacky voice, I didn't know at first. I didn't know about it. but it really grew on me.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. Like, I saw this clip. It was this these guys who do these, like, they do like TTRPG and like video game kind of comedy, you know, skits. And there's this one where there's this guys and they're like getting together to play D&D. He's like, I'm gonna play a a halfling named Bumblefart or something like that. And the GM is like, no, guys, we said this was going to be a serious game. And the player's like, no, fuck you, I'm going to play Bumblefart. And then it's like, you know, 3 years later. And it's like Bumblefart is like hanging over a cliff over lava, and Bumblefart's looking up. He's like, you need to save yourself. He's like, I can't do it without you, Bumblefart. He's like, no, you have to. And then he like lets go and sacrifices himself and falls into the lava because it was like,
Bumblefart.
I can't remember the name of that channel, but like, but in a funny way, like, you know, Benji was, you know, it was like, you know, kind of wacky at first, and that wasn't your intent. I never thought that was your intent to make like a bullshit joke character. It wasn't. It was just a funny voice, but like, it was like, but to the connection that we all got with Benji over time, because maybe he was kind of the comic relief in a lot of ways. He was, you know, even though he definitely. I mean, hell, if nothing else, the world just lost its probably greatest occult academic of all time.
Yeah. Biggest specialist. Ugh.
Yeah.
I will say nothing for the choices that I made for Benji. It is built on an accent, I think.
Yeah.
I think I just... So, you know, Can y'all do Gollum voices?
Like my precious? Like...
It's like the same register in the back of your throat. Like,
oh,
that,
okay. For Benji.
My habits.
Yeah.
Got it.
Benji is in the same register there.
Oh, shit.
But it can turn into Gollum.
That's amazing.
That was the genesis of Benji. I was literally just walking around my living room, like
playing with voices,
playing with voices.
Yeah, well, that's how you do characters. That's how you typically build characters. As you kind of do that, you kind of let it grow from the voice.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
I think this one needs to be a post sanity check release. Like, this should be mainstream. This is a good one. This is a good, like, epilogue for hard episode. I'm about that.
Maybe.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe we'll do that.
It's real. It's been the realest sanity check that we've had.
It is. Press yeah, F.
It's
press F to pay respects.
Actual sanity check.
Yeah. This is when it crosses over into
the real life. Yeah.
Real world.
Rest in peace, Benji.
Rest in peace, Benji.
Rest in peace, Benji. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Yeah, John, I think it's a really good idea. I think we should release this one. Just to everybody. We'll miss him.
Mm-hmm.
We'll miss him. I'm also excited to see this backup character. And you could make a different one if you wanted. But the one
we're
going to
miss him even more once Dace starts using the Gollum voice for this next character.
Especially
I'm going to fucking punish you. My new character is actually Jeff Rasmataz. And he talks like this all the time. Boy.
All right.
Oh, the king in yellow. Ooh, spooky stuff.
All right. Everyone listening, excellent. Thank you so much for joining us for a somber and simultaneously not somber episode of the Sanity Check. Thank you so much. Hey.
Thanks, Joe.
We appreciate it.
Can I end this one?
Well, just real quick. Hold on. But thank you guys for joining us. We will release this one to the public, so thank you guys for being a part of this. F in the chat. F in the comments for Benji. Jesus.
Yeah.
Go ahead and take us out in our typical...
Oh, I just want to say, get the fuck out of here.
Okay. Gotcha. Everyone, thank you so much for joining us. You can consider...
Oh, I thought that would be the last bit.
No, sorry. You can consider your sanity checked.
Oh. Get the fuck out of here.
Bye.
Bye.